Welcome back to the fifth quarter postgame show presented by Bank United. I'm John Congemi, joined by former Dolphins O.J. McDuffie and Keith Sims. The final score from Reliance Stadium in Houston, it was the Texans 24, the Miami Dolphins 17. The Dolphins trailed at halftime by 3 points, 17-14, and never got closer than that. Caleb Sturgis had a 43-yarder to make it 24-17, the final score. Miami goes to 1-2 in the preseason. And, guys, we ended that last break with talking about Dustin Keller and that leg injury. Somebody's going to have to take the place of Dustin Keller. And I'm not sure if he's on this roster right now or they're going to have to go out and find somebody. But what did you see out of some of the other guys? It looked like Deion Sims may have taken a step backwards tonight instead of maybe treading water or going forward. Had his hands on the football a couple times, could not come down with it.
Yeah, you know, it's been a couple weeks now where he's gotten out in the game. We've seen him do some really good things in practice, but he gets in the game a little bit. Seems like he's a little nervous. His feet aren't underneath him. He's falling down a little bit. You know, had a ball off his hands. Could have been a nice little conversion on third down. So he's got to pick it up. We've got a lot of guys that have to pick it up. When one man goes down, somebody's got to step up. I know they all count on Dustin as being a starter, but now, you know, you have to see if Charles Clay is going to make a move. You know, and Michael Agnew, who's in his second year now, see if he's going to be that guy that steps up. So, it's going to be a big week for this tight end position.
Keith, I thought one guy that really took a step forward tonight was Daniel Thomas. I thought Daniel Thomas ran the football with authority, and when he had the shovel pass, the big play in the first half, it looked like he was going north and south, and he had that one-cut running ability.
You know, it's funny. I think everyone counted him out, and I was one of those guys that said, hey, he's having an outstanding training camp, and I know Lamar Miller has been a starter since the start of it, but Daniel Thomas has got a lot of pride, a former second-round pick, dealt with some injuries and concussion, but he's not going to give up that opportunity to start. And tonight, again, ran hard, like you said, caught the pass protected. He can do all those things. He's a different kind of back than Lamar Miller is. I think this will be still a running back by committee, but don't count him out if he has another strong performance next week. I think Lamar needs to step it up a little bit. He's got all the potential in the world, but Daniel Thomas continues to kind of press that issue right now. I think it's going to try to at least make it a very difficult decision for the coaches.
OJ, it was nice to see on the defensive side of the football Cameron Wake get off on the left side of that line of scrimmage. He blew by the right tackle of the Houston Texans, gets a sack on the evening. And one other guy I thought played a stellar game in the first half was Jared Audrick.
Yes.
He may not have flashed for tackles or around the quarterback, but he was playing on the Houston side of the line of scrimmage. That's always nice to see.
Yeah, Jared, he's been making these guys, you know, other teams, you know, do things they don't want to do. Making backs, you know, he's been in the backfield being very disruptive, which, you know, gets backs cutting before they want to. He's got quarterbacks on the run. It's allowing other guys to make plays. And that's just a great job. When you got to take up, you know, whether you make the play or not, if you're in that backfield, it's going to change things for that offense. And he's been doing that all training camp. And I'm glad that it's, you know, not just doing it in camp, but he's getting it done in the games as well.
Keith, there was a couple guys that got to see their first action of the preseason tonight. Cornerback Jamar Taylor, wide receiver Rashard Matthews, and it looked like defensive end Antoine Applewhite was even in there.
Yes,
what did
was.
You see out of Jamar in the defensive backfield?
Well, I think you can tell he's a rookie. I think he's got all the tools and the ability. But when you see rookie cornerbacks in there, you saw Will Davis suffer from this a lot in this game in particular. Quarterbacks will pick on you. Houston Texans have a very solid offense, good zone running scheme, and you've got to be true to your technique. If you got contained, you got to stay on contained. You can't bite on, I think, Will Davis butt on the fourth and two. It was a good move. Ended up being a touchdown on his head, and I understand, hey, you want to make that aggressive play. And when you're young and you're rookie, you want to flash. So you want to take a few more chances. They both have to kind of sit back a little bit, read their keys, and play keep the man in front of your defense.
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins now go to 1-2 in the preseason. And the Finsiders will be with you next Saturday night as the Miami Dolphins host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Sun Life Stadium for Game 4 of the 2013 preseason. It all starts at 7 p.m. with the Finsiders pregame show to kick things off. For Jimmy Cephalo and Joe Rose, O.J. McDuffie and Keith Sims, Tristan Jones, John Cope, and Wayne Partillo, everybody in the back that really makes this thing go for us, GQ and Logan, Sean and Eddie, Sydney, Annarelle, and Jackie, I'm John Congemi. The final score from Reliance Stadium in Houston, the Houston Texans 24 and the Miami Dolphins 17. Good night, and we'll talk to you next Saturday night at 7 p.m. for more Miami Dolphins football.